All right, get ready for a tech treat, because following today's tech update, we're going to be showcasing a standout call for my weekend show. It's called The Kim Komando Show, of course. When COVID was ruling America, millions rushed to Amazon for, well, everything. To save on shipping and to enjoy streaming TV while trapped in our homes, most became members of Amazon Prime. When COVID was over, the general consensus was that Prime had peaked. Naturally, the general consensus was wrong. Very wrong. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by SimpliSafe. Save 20% on a new SimpliSafe system with a Fast Protect plan at simplisafekim.com. The cost of Amazon Prime is now $140 a year. 180 million Americans are thought to be members. Okay, here are the big numbers. Just the membership fee alone nets Amazon $25.2 billion each and every month. That's from Amazon Prime memberships only. For a man who started out by selling used books online, Jeff Bezos is now worth $200 billion. In Amazon Prime, it's just a drop in the bucket. Join 500,000 folks who get tech smart and get ahead the easy way with my free newsletter. You should sign up now at getkim.com. All right, here's a fantastic call for my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show. That's a highlight reel right inside itself. Edith in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi there, Edith.
Hello, Kim. It's such a pleasure to get to finally talk with you directly.
Oh, thank you.
I am hoping you can help me.
Okay.
I have been seeking help by doing Google searches, talking to my kids even, because I've just run into a dilemma. I am currently meeting with women, about 10 of us, once a week, and we are part of an affiliation with a larger group that has local, state, regional, international even members. And I have been recently requested to be the secretary of that group. And as in that position, I have the responsibility of managing their contact list.
Okay.
And I have been trying to locate a software package or a way to do that so that I can have it on my computer. They tell me, oh, just add it to your personal contact.
Mm.
Well, I don't want to do that. That's just major complication for me. I've got hundreds of personal contacts and groups and things that are, you know, that I'm using
so
personally.
How many contacts are you needing to manage?
Well, I need to manage probably, if I include everything, only between 50 and 100. Because we meet monthly, and we have a need to inform people in various churches in our area about our meetings.
Okay, so let
and
me
so
ask
I
you.
Need group.
Okay, so let me ask you a few questions, Edith. I think I understand what you need. Okay, so do you want to send these people alerts about the meetings, recaps? Do you want to track if it's somebody's birthday, if they're having an event? You want to track all of the above?
We want to track all of the above. We want to be able to text and email from this. I want it to basically behave like my personal contact list.
Okay. So here's what we use. Okay. I'm not part of a big company, iHeart or Clear Channel or Westwood or Cumulus or Entercom, you know, any of those. I'm self-syndicated. Okay. And so we have to contact each of these radio stations, the 420 odd radio stations, on a regular basis to say, hi, how are you? It's your birthday, or we have this event coming up and we're going to text you. We're going to give you a contract. We have a brand new product coming out called the Digital Life Pack, which is actually Monday through Friday now. And it's like a power user tip that I'm doing. So it's constant communication. And so we use what's called a CRM. It's a contact relationship management program. They don't call them contact programs anymore, or contact lists. It's a CRM. The one that we use is made by HubSpot. That's HubSpot, HubSpot. I think, Edith, this is exactly what you need to track, and you need to be.
I don't need it to give me marketing data or any of that.
Okay, but you know what? There are different levels. You don't need to even turn on the marketing. If you don't want to turn on the marketing, you don't have to. If you don't want to know any of that, they have different tiered levels. And so take a look at HubSpot, because it's really easy to use. It integrates with your email. Then you have all your contacts in one place. You have all your activities that you've done with that. And if you do want the marketing data at some point, who knows? Maybe you might want to know, like, who's actually opening your email. Then you have that information as well. HubSpot.com. Edith, thank you so much for your call. Hey, thanks for lending me your ears. Now, if you have a question just itching for an answer, super easy, just swing by commando.com and click where it says email Kim. I promise, I read each and every note you send. And don't miss out on tech's top stories. Subscribe to my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com.